Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. The rats are leaving the ship. Isn't it beautiful that we are at a stage of the world where there's so much things public, so much tracking, so much blockchain, so much exposed information that we can see a fraud just laid out in front of us, happening live, and yet there's not much we can do. But look at this. Most tracked flight right now is of the founder and former CEO of FTX. Flight is en route to Argentina after the FTX collapse and the reports of hack from the Bahamas to Argentina. It seems to be what people are speculating would be the leader of Sam Bankman-Fried, the leader of FTX, flying away. But Argentina has I believe, has an extradition treaty with the US. So I don't think it's necessarily a clever target, but it may be an intermediary to fleeing elsewhere. Now, he denies, reportedly, however, Sam Bankman-Fried reportedly denies fleeing to Argentina, says he's still in the Bahamas. I don't know if he will be trying to escape justice, but the more I look at it, the more it looks like major criminal cases could be involved here. The fraud is just bigger than anything I've initially evaluated. We're talking about a triangle of fraud between the Democrat Party, Ukraine, and this guy from FTX. Basically, take money from the gullible American investors who don't know much about crypto, and just give it to political causes, to personal enrichment of Sam Bankman-Fried. And he totally failed in his personal enrichment, so he ended up making bets that got punished, that weren't good bets, lost money, and then redirected much of it through the whole Ukraine dark network of leftist money. This guy is really he's a George Soros who, on top of it, just doesn't care about illegality, doesn't care about stealing money from his user base. Elon Musk had talked to this guy. Elon Musk reveals talks with Sam Bankman-Fried. My bullshit meter was redlining. Everyone was talking about him like he's walking on water and has a zillion dollars, Musk said of the now disgraced Bankman-Fried. And that was not my impression. Oddly enough, news says JF slinging conspiracy facts right now. This one I'm very confident, let me tell you. This one will not be hidden for a long time. I mean, you could call me a conspiracist today, but you're... The extent of the fraud is so undeniable and so right in our eyes. That if this doesn't lead to massive numbers of criminal pursuits, then the system has really been bought by this guy. So there's this whole idea that they're trying to push that FTX got hacked. Isn't it funny that it's gotten hacked just at the moment where the bankruptcy is starting, at the moment where everyone would want to flee with the money, where Sam himself would want to put that money aside for him? FTX investigating possible hack hours after bankruptcy filing, according to the New York Times. But let me tell you, that's why I said hack in quotation mark. To me, this looks like a guy who has a plan to further rip off the people he's already ripped off. I think he's trying to skim something out of the bankruptcy proceedings and flee with it. Meanwhile, videos of his personal, including his CEO, woman who was in charge of the funds of everyone, are resurfacing. I mean, look at this. One moment. Hello, base department. Yes, I need an immediate physiognomy check. I have the JPEG of the girl. Yeah, I'm currently faced with a phenomenon that I have never seen before. I need your help immediately. Even I, as a race scientist, have never seen something like this. I'm an internet race scientist. Let me tell you, I don't call you lightly. When I call for your service, I need you. Now, this is the woman who was in charge of everything. Look at what she says. I mean, the one thing that's worse than how she looks is what she says. This is a woman in charge of a $9 billion venture.
Yeah, absolutely could pull it off without my math degree. Use very little math. Use a lot of like elementary school math. Being comfortable with risk is very important. We tend not to have things like stop losses. I think those aren't necessarily a great risk management tool. Trying to think.
They don't have stop losses. Well, I think we found the problem, woman. They don't have stop losses. Now, I get it. I get it. A stop loss is a way to maximize the amount of money you lose as the market moves against your desires. It's to be used wisely and intelligently. But if you don't have a stop loss, what's coming to you is worse. You can lose billions of dollars. You can lose billions of dollars in a second. We don't have stop losses. And it's okay. I got a degree in math, but it's all high school math in trading. Well, maybe you should have put some university level math in there. This woman just vaporized 8 to 9 to 15 billion dollars in a fucking week.
I think of a good example of a trade where I've lost a ton of money. Well, I don't know. I probably don't want to go into specifics too much with that.
Holy fucking hell. What is happening in this world? This is the state of FTX. I mean, they've been putting it on the public space for years. So it's not like you should be surprised. This was to be expected. Crypto T says, sex is good, but have you gone down the FTX rabbit hole? Here are some interesting ones. 1 month before the shit hit the fan, there was a guy who knew about the doubtful interactions around the FTX network.
You know, Bankman-Fried, FTX. I've been teeing Cahotas up on this a little bit. How does this guy, how does he keep doing what he's doing?
When anyone tries to pin SBF down on where he made his money, you can't get a cogent answer. And in his trade, you needed real money up front in the place on this country crypto arbitrage to make big money.
Right.
And it's simple things as who financed you, because you clearly didn't have the money. And his partner is a guy named Gary Wang. And no one can find shit on Gary Wang. And he's on the board of advisors of Sequoia. And I shit you not. You look up Sequoia stuff, there's a picture of Gary Wang of his back facing a computer. There's no picture of Gary Wang.
So Gary Wang is the same CTO or the chief technology officer of FTX?
Allegedly.
Okay.
Allegedly. But there's a chief regulatory officer of FTX, and his name is Dan Friedberg. And if you Google Dan Friedberg poker scandal, he was the general counsel of, I don't know if it was Ultimate Bets or one of those Me Too sites, where they basically cheated against players. Then you take into account that SBF is bailing out known Ponzi's and frauds in the crypto space. Everyone who's gone bankrupt or is a proven fraud. And somehow through that, Cartoon Network has painted him as the JP Morgan of crypto, which makes absolutely no sense. He's not the JP Morgan of crypto because he can't sit there look at you straight in the face and explain anything. Nothing of this story fits. And normally in stories, I can get five or six things that fit.
This is October 11. This is 1 month ago.
And move on. But nothing here fits. Everything reads like this thing is a complete scam.
Holy shit, was this guy right? It was a complete scam. And now today we have messages from the Telegram channels of FTX saying FTX official and FTX US wallets appear to be hacked with over $600 million leaving the exchange per CoinDesk. FTX has stated in its official Telegram channel that it had been hacked, instructing users not to install any new upgrades and to delete all FTX apps. First, if you got hacked at the Bitcoin level, users deleting your app will not change anything, okay? If you got hacked at the Bitcoin level, if your central wallets have been drained, you have a problem of security within you, but you've not been hacked. We all know this. You've not been hacked. You're running with the money. And we're seeing it. It's happening hours ago, and I can talk about it on the show tonight because of the blockchain, because it's public. There's no hack. And they're telling their users to delete their FTX apps. Is it possible that it's for erasing evidence? Is it possible that they are now seeing that the government will go after them? They will check with users and they will ask for their logs, their log files that would prove everything that has happened. Now, the most people can delete their FTX apps, the more there will be data erased that will allow legislators not to find what happened. I'm suspecting that this, because it doesn't make sense. If your central wallets are hacked, people deleting their apps will not change anything. So why are they saying this? Why would they ask this of people? Sam Bankman-Fried bought into stakeholder capitalism and proved it's a disastrous ideology. This whole stakeholder capitalism is this leftist conception of capitalism where stakeholders, you're not an investor, you're a stakeholder. And a stakeholder can have zero money, like your corporation will affect black people, therefore we will have a stakeholder from the black community. You know, that this kind of stakeholding kind of crap, which ultimately helps them introduce controllers into their structure that are coming from the leftist SJW type of scams. Bitcoin Archive reports, breaking, FTX had a backdoor built into its accounting software by SBF, which he used to move billions without triggering alerts to other staff, auditors, etc., according to Reuters. So the picture that is emerging here is very clear. It was an intentional running away with the money. The software was designed to allow running with the money. There was never an intent to care about people's funds or protect them. There was not even an attempt. All there was is a display of, oh yeah, you're safe with us. We're the JP Morgan of crypto. Look, I'm friends with Bill Clinton. I'm friends with Jeff Epstein. I'm friends with all the Democrat usual suspects. And so you can trust me. And then he had designed the software to be able to run away with the money extremely quick and without his staff ever not noticing. So he was transferring the money to his personal accounts or his Alameda research company. Same thing, it's him. And he was making bets on the market with the money of the people. FTX appears to be a political Ponzi scheme, running dollars to politicians and through Ukraine. Oh yeah, and on top of it, they were the main organization getting all this crypto excitement around Ukraine. You know, bankruptcy court should immediately claw back $40 million in recent donations to the DNC from CEO of failed crypto FTX. That was SBF, making sure that some money was fleeing toward the Democrat Party no matter what. This money should be taken back. It's not because you make the move a couple of days before your bankruptcy filing that it's not the money of the investors. It is the money of the investor. You stole it. You gave it to the Democrat Party. Now, they were declared the FTX was declared the exchange through which Ukraine would operate its online donation schemes and its transferring toward the main economy and main banking system of Ukraine. This is so much bigger than Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden was just classical fraud of selling influence and leveraging his influence and leveraging the power of his father. And that's a single company, a single thing, and influencing a nation. But this was literally stealing from people to commit much graver fraud than even Hunter Biden ever committed. Thankfully, the SEC is launching an investigation into billionaire Democrat donor Sam Bankman-Fried, cryptocurrency billionaire and major donor to Democratic causes, is under investigation by the SEC for potential violations of securities rules. But look, I want him to be investigated for this, but it is so much bigger than security rules violation. What happened here is outright theft and fraud, just taking money from people. So investigate it like this. It's like, okay, maybe there's a couple of rules of security that he's violated, I'm sure. Take him through this, but get to the root of the matter here. This guy is intentionally deploying a strategy that was meant to turn that way, that was meant to rob people of their halvings. Now, the people getting robbed are probably people around this Democrat network, so I don't feel concerned or victimized in this. I would have never used this exchange, but you never know who ends up being this, you know, deceived by all these Super Bowl ads and that kind of stuff. You know, what I'm thinking is that this guy was set up as a gatekeeper of the crypto industry with the knowledge that he was a loose cannon, but he ended up popping much earlier than his handlers wanted him to pop. I think that basically the leftists and the Democrats elites had decided we're going to ruin the crypto space with this guy. We're going to drain as much money away from the crypto space with this guy. But this guy was kind of more clever than them and more evil than them. He cut the grass under their feet. He ran with the money at a time that none of them expected it. I think this is what's happening. And this is what's happening when you trust financially a loose cannon. And oh my God, are there a lot of loose cannon in the crypto industry and in the world in general. This guy was the greediest of all. Yes, he was more greedy, Rudy Lucid. Absolutely. The other guys were using him as a puppet to be an eventual failure. But an eventual failure down the line when the regulation would be ready, and especially when the Democrats would be sure to control all of Congress. Right now, it seems that we're headed toward at least the House being controlled by Republicans, and so that would have been 2 years down the line at least. But this guy just popped earlier because of the pressure on him and the fact that he was just scamming too much. He didn't keep enough liquidity to even keep an appearance of functioning. DK Shadow says, outgreeded. Well, that's what happens when you are living among the parasite elites of this society. Now, I have an announcement to make. It's a very interesting announcement. I have a friend who is a friend of the show, who is a big guy. He's a big guy. Running all sorts of things on the internet. He has companies. He has projects that are working. He's looking for a specific kind of talent. and I'm not going to be your boss. He would be your boss, and he is your director if you accept this offer. We are looking for a computer programmer, someone who has coding experience, someone who has balls, someone who can deliver on a project. Game making, if you need to have some kind of people are reporting that the stream has went off for a moment. Refresh stream. Okay, it seems that we're back. Are we back, Nicholas Petris? Refresh the stream if you want to hear me. All right, Nicholas Petris confirms that we're back. So I'm going to restart the announcement then. I have a friend. He is a friend of the show. He is a big guy. He controls a lot of things on the internet. He has successful past projects, both in the crypto space and in the gaming space. We are looking for a developer. We are looking for someone who knows computer programming. He already has a team of people who are good computer programmers, but we need someone serious. We need and I say we, actually he needs you, because I won't be your boss as part of this project, but I want to help him because he's a friend. You need to be able to program a new game, bring a project to completion. You need to have knowledge of potentially having already made games, or at least you need a CV that shows that you've been being able to bring projects to completion. Wouldn't be a bad thing if you know how to program for Windows desktop, phones, apps, that kind of stuff. Wouldn't be a bad idea if you had some experience programming with blockchain interactions. And most importantly, you need to be a high IQ creative guy who doesn't just think about things and doesn't just have a training in computer programming. You need to be a bull capable of bringing a project to life from zero. If you are not this, perhaps he may need a designer. So if you're a designer, if you can draw 500 different units and little cutie craps or whatever, perhaps I could pass your name also if you're a designer. But first and foremost, we need a programmer, and I say we, I'm not even going to be your boss, but what I want you to do, if you are this person and you are interested potentially in a project where you could be rewarded with equity, in the sense that it will eventually build a whole project that will make profits, contact me on Discord. Join the Discord in the description below. You need to be sending me a CV and, you know, send me a letter that I can pass to my friend, that I can say, look, this guy looks serious. Ariel Suarez says, I don't think I have the level of experience at the moment. Wish him the best, however. Yeah, Ariel, I think that you are a student. It's not out of the question to be hiring students, okay? But you need to, you know, I know developing. I could be his developer, but I know one thing about myself. I know developing theoretically, and I can do little scripts here and there, but I wouldn't know, I wouldn't have the whole overview of a project that would allow me to start from scratch and have a game that's fun to play. You know, all this little user experience kind of crap, I've never done it. So if you are a person like I described, you would want to be a lead developer, senior developer, send me a CV on Discord. You join the Discord in the description below. I'm at the top of the list. Send me a DM. Sometimes just at me also in the main Discord, so that I can see that you sent me a DM, because I don't know, sometimes DMs don't pass in Discord. They are withheld. And that's the kind of personality. It's mostly your personality. See, I say senior developer doesn't have to be an old guy. You can be a senior developer if you're young, but if you've done stuff, you need to be able to do stuff. You need to know all of the details from starting from scratch and leading to something. And also, you know, dealing with all the deliveries of a computer programming project, this involves listening to beta testers, seeing where your program could be improved, be able to do all these dirty steps of computer programming. Ariel Suarez says, I also lack the time. The level of insight required for this is significantly above my level. I will not deny it. Well, I would still tell you, Ariel, because I know you're a good guy and an intelligent guy. Maybe you wouldn't be the lead developer, but maybe there would be some place for you in the team as a part-time worker. So I would tell you, if anything of that kind interests you, send me your CV and I can send them along, as long as it's going to be clear to my friend that you cannot be the lead. Maybe there's space for you. Cosmic Nut says, I have a friend, a developer. I recommended him to talk on your show, JF. He was a senior dev at EA. Well, that sounds like the kind of talent that would qualify. Firestarter says, how much is this paying, JF? I'm not getting into these details. I don't even know. You're going to have to interact with my friend. All I will do in this thing is I will pass your CV, and you guys are going to discuss it and figure it out. It's an opportunity, and it's an opportunity to work with someone who has all the promotional aspect on the internet figured out. So it's like your game will be played and known. That is a big advantage. Partnering with that kind of guy is a big advantage with respect to, because you can make a genius game, but it's not beautiful enough, it's not well marketed, and it ends up $2 on Steam and no one plays it. With this guy, you have the advantage of only having to think about computer programming and, you know, deploying your talent, and this guy is going to bring you toward untellable levels of success, because I know who he is. I'm not naming him. Some people have guessed, you know, some people are easily able to guess who that is, but yeah. So yeah, send me a CV. I want to see CVs, and I'm not going to do any selection. Just if you bring me any sort of quality, I will just pass your CV with a recommendation to my friend. All right, now that this is done, yes, further information about SBF and his relationship with Ukraine. Well, now this, at least on its face, seems bad. Policy: Ukraine partners with FTX, Everstake, to launch new crypto donation website. FTX is converting crypto contributions to Ukraine's war effort into fiat for deposit at the National Bank of Ukraine. This is no joke. We're seeing such a massive fraud that the initiating events of the Ukraine war are all in the hands of the US deep state, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and their kind of colonialism they were doing and predation onto Ukrainian prosecutors and Ukrainian companies. And now we have a second layer where the second biggest donor of Joe Biden was basically funding war efforts in Ukraine with money that he had stolen. Oh yeah, well, yeah, we're going to send you some true money in the Ukrainian bank. And that true money was taken from people. I hope that this is investigated, because, and I hope that this is investigated as one of the greatest crimes of the century, because it's a totally textbook Democrat leftist liberal crime for the purpose of warmongering that is done through stealing and deception, and all of this to also at the same time tarnish the crypto community and justify further legislative intervention. I mean, everything is dirty about this. It's unbelievable that this happened. DK Shadow says, money laundering-ception. Exactly. It's like, how many levels of evil are you even capable of? I mean, I can't fathom the brain of these people. Ariel Suarez says, I do appreciate it, JF. I may speak with him myself, but definitely cannot promise anything right now. Yeah, and it's okay. You know, I know that he's been working with students. And there is an understanding that a student who's busy, you know, being successful at school cannot deliver as much. And he understands this, but that doesn't mean there's not a price or a place for some kind of partial work. Doubting Thomas says, JF, sorry if you explain this, but how and why the money being funneled through Ukraine? Well, how and why? It's because there was this whole social media excitement around Ukraine. And there were deceptive agents like this guy, SBF, who were saying, oh, yeah, we're going to get you sorted out with this. Oh, yeah, we're going to show you how the crypto space works. It's like, you're not even part of the crypto space. Your fucking exchange is born 2 years ago from the idea of a bunch of academics and Democrats. You are part of the crypto space drainage. You're part of the crypto space in the same way, I don't know, dead insects are part of a pool. They are to be filtered out. So for what? Well, it's because when you are in that elite circle of Democrats, elite leftists, you want to give some money to everyone. You want to be your little philanthropist, and you want to also give money to the war effort to show that you're really this good leftist. But it came to him as a cost such that he doesn't have any money left. So the purpose was just increasing his social status into the scales of leftism. Spindly Opinion says, effective altruist bullshit. Exactly. FTX founder spent $40 million as Democrat midterm mega donor, leading up to Sam Bankman-Fried's spectacular implosion in which his firm evaporated billions in wealth after the now bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange allegedly commingled client assets with his trading firm into a liquidity crunch. He became the sixth largest donor in this year's midterm election cycle, giving some $40 million to mostly Democratic candidates and causes. Oddly enough, as sent a super chat, he says, I'm an internet race scientist on a t-shirt. That is a very good idea. Now the question is, are you going to find a company that will print these t-shirts for Papa JF? Because if I put this on my shop or whatever... What's our shop? There's a t-shirt shop we have. I'm trying to look at Teespring. If Papa JF comes to Teespring and says and says this, no chance that they will ban my shop. So we have to be a little more subtle, but that's a funny one. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Further unconfirmed, unauthorized transactions. FTX confirms unauthorized transactions as $1 billion in crypto reportedly vanishes. It's all stuff we've been already talking about. But it's covered by Fox News, so the normies are getting a part of the information, at least. And I found this random whatever. This guy is an Eastern European on Odyssey with 49 views on his video. This guy predicted everything that just happened on October 25th. This guy has 49 views on his video. His voice is fucking feeble. He looks like some Indian or whatever. And it's not the guy that's visually illustrated, but the guy that's speaking in this video is like the super geek who was like, Yeah, this is going to happen in 15 days. Look at this guy.
Be the ball.
Devils! Sam Bankman-Fried! Brian Armstrong! They're trying to permanently ruin it!
Calmly accused Sam Bankman-Fried of trying to destroy crypto by destroying decentralization.
Yeah, the guy is named V, but he's not the V of YouTube. He's another V. This is not the V that we know of.
I decided to investigate the case. First, let's see what exactly is going on here. The CFTC, which in Greek means we couldn't care less about people, and the SEC, which stands for V2, are fighting over who will have jurisdiction over crypto. These protecting customers, protecting investor statements you see on their sites are the equivalent of
"It's not you, it's me."
I know. When you hear it, you know it's the opposite. Because the traditional financial system is rigged so that big players take money from ordinary people. There is no debate about this. This is a historical fact. Throughout history, since the beginning of markets, money, banks, the rich have used their position to influence, bribe, or otherwise convince legislators to pass laws that benefit them. Despite of these government institutions that exist to protect the common people, it's the same today. Here is what SBF has to say about it. Once the investor's profit exceeded the regulatory capital of the less well-capitalized...
Anyways, it's a 8-minute... It's an 8-minute thing. The guy lays it out. And holy shit, is this guy insightful. He knows exactly what happened. He knew that it was going to happen. Basically, he's saying the whole system is tricked so that the regular people can never make money. And the politicians started being annoyed that people could make lots of money in the crypto space. And they didn't like the way Binance was handling the crypto space, because with Binance, you can make money, you can lose money. They're not going to limit you. And so their creature to solve the problem was SBF. SBF was the agent coming to stop the crypto space from being free. This guy understands everything about what just happened. Firestarter says, link to the video. Here it is. Look at his thumbnail. His thumbnail says, this will happen in 15 days. I don't know if he re-uploaded this thumbnail. Maybe he uploaded this thumbnail after the fact. But holy shit, is this guy right on target? I don't know exactly what led him there. But I think it's fascinating that we are in such a diverse world that at this point, people with 49 views on their videos that would have told us things that could have saved billions of dollars. I mean, imagine a couple of users watch his video 15 days ago. They would have had a chance to withdraw. Holy shit, is that a bizarre moment of humanity to live in. Meanwhile, this whole FTX collapse has led to a Kanye-pilled podcast host who was pushed by mainstream platforms such as CoinDesk to be fired for a tweet. It's a black guy. The guy is named Bitcoin Zay. And he said in a tweet, look up the religious affiliation of everyone involved in the FTX collapse. Kanye was right. And by that, what he meant is, look, what we are faced with here is a network of fraud that seems to be coordinated. And that is exactly the kind of network of fraud that Kanye has been warning us about. And so that was very well framed. And I think it's a serious question to ask whether, you know, this guy was funding Democrats in the US, was funding elites, was funding Ukraine with Zelensky. There are fair questions to ask here about whether the people who will get away with the money are insiders of the elite circles of America/Ukraine. Within 3 hours after this tweet, CoinDesk tweets, in response to a tweet from Isa Jackson that made an anti-Semitic hurtful statement, CoinDesk is immediately terminating his contract for his weekly Community Crypto now on CoinDesk TV. So I always found this weird how CoinDesk was posing as this normie, mainstream platform of crypto, but they were hiring podcast hosts, and I was like, there must be a couple of loose ties here, because these podcast hosts were quickly rising personalities of the internet, including this guy, and I was like, they probably have not been as filtered as the system would want them to be. And I was like, this is a bizarre observation that a mainstream platform would associate its image with basically Twitteratis. Now, I'm not saying that he did a bad thing. I'm saying I found it bizarre that they were leaving this degree of freedom, because a guy like this who's rising will want to tell the truth eventually, and he's going to use their platform to elevate himself. And then once he has attained everything that he wanted to attain, every audience that he wanted to build, now he can go for the truthful statement. His comment about being fired from CoinDesk is, thanks to Jordan, Mel, Nicole, Denise, Sienna, Joanne, and especially Nolan. Wait a minute, this guy was controlled by women. There's like five women for maybe one guy, Nolan, not sure. You all know I don't hate anybody, but you have to keep the sponsors happy. I'm glad I'm independent. Bravo, good sir. You played the internet and you won. Congratulations. I don't know this guy, Bitcoin Zay. I had never heard of him before. But that is how it's done, my friend. You have won. You have won the internet. And eventually these people who fire, you're totally right. They know you're not hateful. But they have these obligations they want. And they know that the network of people who would give them money in the form of advertisement will not be accessible to them if you support Kanye. So, but you made the right decision. You went for the truth when it was needed. And more than ever in this case, do we need people who are willing to talk about the dark network of money that was established here, with the target being the destruction of the crypto community, the destruction of the possibility of every individual to enrich themselves, starting with nothing. You can invest in crypto with $500, and it can be a couple of 10,000 years later. They don't like this. This guy invited Jared Taylor on his leftist show called The Bullpen.
All right, so one of your comments, you said, Africa is in our midst. Lessons from Katrina, the barbaric behavior of the city's black population after the hurricane revealed a key truth. Blacks and whites are different. When blacks are left entirely to their own devices, Western civilization, any kind of civilization, disappears. You don't think that's a racist statement?
I love this guy. This guy thinks, oh my God, is that cute? This guy thinks that telling Jared Taylor that's racist is an argument. Holy shit. Is he about to receive the Jared slap?
That is an observation of what happened in Katrina, and I think it applies equally to those circumstances in which blacks, in fact, are left entirely to their own devices. In sub-Saharan Africa, before either Arabs or whites showed up, there was no written language, there were no calendars, no mechanical devices, no two-story buildings. And so I think without a written language and a calendar, it's hard to have a civilization.
You know, it's really interesting. Who built the pyramids, sir?
Holy shit. Oh no. Oh no. He's going at Jared Taylor with the, we built the pyramids? Look at what Jared Taylor answers to this.
Did white people build the pyramids?
I'm talking about sub-Saharan Africa. Mm-hmm. If you are not aware of where the pyramids are, they are north of the Sahara.
There is not a pyramid below the Sahara. The pyramids are kind of gathered very north, generally.
I'm asking, do you believe white people built the pyramids? My question is quite simple.
The thing is, this is such a bad argument, bro. Let me explain to you why. You're not going to make the case that because some other people than white people could build the pyramids, therefore, the view of Jared Taylor about people who haven't built pyramids anyway. We're talking about sub-Saharan Africans. There's no question here. There's no secret pyramid that was hidden and then destroyed so that no one would ever know about them. There is no trace of pyramids being built in sub-Saharan Africa.
The Egyptians built the pyramids.
All right, were they white?
What does it change if they were white or not?
They were actually people like, more like the people who are Copts. Copts are considered a Caucasian civilization.
But they are. So Caucasians built the pyramids.
I do not consider them whites myself. They're kind of a Middle Eastern North African group.
Let me highlight something that I think is worth mentioning. You believe that IQ, which is intellectual quotient, judged by various parameters, you believe that IQ is a genetic dynamic and not atmospheric. Is that basically what you believe?
What the fuck are you talking about? Atmospheric? Atmospheric? And Jared Taylor just can't believe the level of these questions here. He's like, he has his eyes like, what the fuck is this guy saying?
Atmospheric? No, I don't think it changes with the weather. I think that individual...
I don't think it changes with the weather.
IQ is largely heritable.
Okay, and you would so find, let me go ahead and clarify something. Atmospheric, I'm a social scientist.
Oh my God, we have a social scientist.
Atmospheric means societal construct. That's what it means.
I have read about IQ and... sociology of IQ, politics and race and biology. I have never seen in my life, never seen IQ being described as having atmospheric causes. What kind of social scientist are you, sir? Where do you read these things? I have read everything there had to be read about this. Never have I seen this term. Atmospheric?
It means. So there are two schools of thought as it relates to IQ tests. One is a fluid model and the other one is more stoic. So when I say atmospheric.
What are these terms, fluid and stoic? I've seen the terms crystallized IQ to talk about the IQ that stabilizes in adult life. I have never heard of a concept of fluid or stoic IQ.
Atmospheric.
I mean, fluid, I've heard, but fluid would describe the ages, like from 1 to 20 years old, where IQ is subject to change. But those are not theories. And by the way, if IQ is caused by genetics, that doesn't mean that it's either fluid or stoic. It could be caused by genes, but varying in life. It could be caused by genes, but fixed in life. It's totally independent from the genetic question which you've asked.
The question, which obviously you did not know. One of your comments, you said.
Look at the face of Jared Taylor. The question which you obviously did not know. This is the face of the high school little boys, you know, who are smiling in front of the Native American. Okay, go ahead and lecture me about something that you obviously don't understand. That was a beautiful interaction. I was happy that people shared it on Discord. I mean, this guy, I don't know where he comes from to make these claims about atmospheric, fluid, stoic. Those are all the wrong words compared to what you would see in the literature. Maybe there's a little corner of social sciences where those are the big words, but this is certainly not mainstream in science, in the science of IQ. Amazon unveils warehouse robot to replace human pickers amid unionization threat. I'm for this. I totally like the idea of having, of replacing some of the workforce of Amazon. As long as we can get cheaper stuff, let's do it. Amazon has been a leader in terms of distribution. I would love to see them have the most efficient distribution chain ever. And you know what this means? Eventually, one of these robots will be holding an exemplary of the revolutionary phenotype, because that is where it's bought. You buy your TRP on Amazon, the robot will come, put its little suction arm, and it will suck on TRP. So I can say, suck on TRP, robot. Bill Maher mocks Dem obsession with non-white, non-male candidates amid 2024 chatter. Sorry, Gavin Newsom. Maher has asked Colorado Governor Jared Polis about identity politics. Well, yeah, I mean, this has always been the talking point of Bill Maher, to be a leftist, but to be a leftist that tells the leftists that they're not doing it right, that they need to slow down a little bit on their aggressivity against white people. All right, so be it. Aquanote says, you said you wanted a $20 minimum wage, so yeah, so the robots are coming for our jobs. Actor Alec Baldwin alleges wrongdoing against Rust film crew members in lawsuit. He's suing everyone, the people who delivered the guns, the armorer, he's saying everyone has caused this overlook and has led me to shoot someone I was working with. I don't know, you know, people have been falling onto his case as the main culprit. And he wants to redistribute the guilt to other people. I don't know, we'll see if the investigation revealed, but it seems to be quite disorganized, as a shot in the dark. He seems to be wanting to sue everyone in a way that suggests to me he doesn't know who made the ultimate error. Ohio suspect forces his way into a daycare center. Another example of amazing police work in a very dangerous situation, because this guy ran into a place where there were lots of children to flee from the police. And you can see there's a child right here on the floor, but they successfully caught him, and they don't seem to have tased the child. So good.
Please, get the kids. He act like it. Radio, stand by. We got him inside the building.
I don't have nothing. What am I hitting him up with?
Firestarter says, what's the point of jumping into the playpen? Rational interrogation, but unfortunately, I guess that when they are running from the police, they don't necessarily think as much. It's very hard to close the full screen option of Fox News. People are asking, is that Bankman-Fried? No, Bankman-Fried did not fit this physiognomy. Elon Musk has a blue check problem. The new option has led to hilarious events, including billions of dollars apparently disappearing from Eli Lilly because someone was able to register a blue check mark at $8 and name this account Eli Lilly and Company, and announced, we are excited to announce that insulin is free now. He made an official statement that insulin will not be sold anymore, and as a result, the stock market value of Eli Lilly totally dropped massively. Now, many insulin-related companies dropped at the same time, and it's probably in relation to campaigning against them and the fact that even leftists are starting to be annoyed that there's kind of a cartel of insulin in the U.S. where you guys pay ridiculous prices just to continue living because you need your insulin if you're a diabetic to live. So I think it's a bunch of trolls who are making fun with the new option of Elon Musk. I hope that Elon Musk will not be deterred. I hope that he will stick to his plan, but just find a way to control this trolling. Anyways, they paid you $8, right? So you have $8 of employee work that could be dedicated to finding these accounts better and banning them and keeping the $8. Dead Star sends a super chat. He says, another option that they seem to be running for this, they are trying to make a label on the account that says official. Now, that is good if everyone can have an official label. Like, Papa JF needs an official label that says, I'm JFG Tonight. I'm the official channel of JFG Tonight. But if you give that label official to only big companies, then you are creating the blue check mark again. Dead Star sends a super chat. He says, as a longtime diphenhydramine user, have you seen the recent studies which link long-term anticholinergic usage to increased risk of dementia? I don't know what diphenhydramine. Are you saying I'm a user of it or you're a user of it? okay, this is the antihistamine, so it's the anti-allergy. And he's asking, so yes, I do take this, I just didn't know the name. He says, long-term anticholinergic usage to increase the risk of dementia. No, I have never looked into this. Long-term anticholinergic usage of diamphenhydramine. Investigating the links between anticholinergic drugs and benzodiazepines and risk of dementia. Okay, I'll be looking at these studies. I mean, I could consider stopping it, but yeah. It would be relatively easy to stop this and to only take melatonin. So perhaps if there is a significant risk identified in these studies, I could switch back to melatonin only. So now there are people using the trolling around Elon Musk blue check mark, and they're saying a Washington Post reporter was able to create a verified account impersonating me. I'm asking for answers from Elon Musk, who is putting profits over people and his debt over stopping disinformation. Twitter must explain how this happened and how to prevent it from happening again. I have kind of a feeling that the leftists are so pissed off of losing their check mark, not losing it, but that it will be given to people like me, that they are willing to launch a campaign of trolling. To what extent are the people interested in trolling Elon Musk right now part of a conspiracy to try to force him to restore the system of elites that has up to now been the standard? I think it looks like it. Unpaused sends $5. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, has any crime been committed in the FTX saga? Crypto is an unregulated industry, and it could be said that investors who lost simply didn't do proper diligence. Well, in general, you know, something like taking the funds that are meant for deposit by people, taking them for any other use is already a massive crime. And then I'm sure there are hundreds of technicalities that they could be cut over. But just the idea of saying you have a deposit, the idea of using the word deposit, by the way, forces you to have to treat this money differently than any money you would have. You know, it's not the same thing when I sell a super chat. See, your $5 that you just gave me, that's not a deposit. I can do whatever I want with it. But when you tell your user you have a deposit and you display you have that much deposited in your account, that is a totally different world. It's the world of custody. It's the world of delegation of trust. And yes, there are multiple crimes that I'm sure have been committed here. Of course, we need the details and we need the investigation, but I'm 100% sure that you cannot take money from a bank account of someone else and invest it in risky futures platforms and that kind of stuff. Forex Shark says, tuned in late, but great show tonight. We'll watch the first half later. Yeah, Forex Shark, you want to make sure to watch the beginning because it's the whole story of FTX and holy shit, is that funny. And also watch the yesterday episode if you're curious about SBF and his history. And I, you know, I highly recommend checking the whole show yesterday. Wholesome Dave says, so you can bash white males, but not just not Jews, because, you know, that he found out that CoinDesk had no problem complaining against white males being dominant in an industry. They said permissionless low innovation lowers barriers for disadvantaged groups, but the industry is still dominated by white males in key ways, says CoinDesk chief content officer. So saying that white men are dominant in an industry is not racism. But then their podcaster says, look up the religious affiliation of everyone involved in the FTX collapse, and Kanye was right. That's racism. Why is it that you make the official statement from your official Twitter account about white people, and that's not racism, but one of your podcasters says it about Jewish people, he questions the amount of control that Jewish people have, suddenly it's anti-Semitic. Jersey police apologize for a raid on Roman Abramovich, agree to pay damages. So a judge in the Jersey, the largest of the Channel Islands, has been forcing the police to apologize to Roman Abramovich. Roman Abramovich was one of these Russian super wealthy men who got targeted by all sorts of seizures at some point, and they were going into his home and taking his boats or whatever. And a judge has forced them to apologize. Where was this, though? I'd be surprised if this was the U.S. The Jersey police. Is that England? Because the U.S. police wouldn't apologize and wouldn't have a judge force them to. Yeah, it seems that it was in the U.K. Okay, so I get it better now. Madonna licks water out of a duck bowl, continues to share eerie videos. The Like a Prayer singer receives backlash from rapper 50 Cent on latest post. Well, you know that when you are at the point of being called out on your etiquette by 50 Cent, it's becoming pathetic. So there were pictures of her attempting to sit on Sriracha, pictures of her trying to look sexy at 70 years old, pictures of her licking in a bowl to show submissiveness. No, listen. Yeah, it's just her natural behavior, says Firestarter. The thing is, she's been doing that kind of stuff, I guess, in her videos. Not that I know her videos very much, but I guess she was doing that kind of stuff throughout her life, and it was rewarding her. I mean, I said 70. I don't know how old she is, but she must be pretty old. Now she's doing it the way she was doing it when she was 25, I guess, but it's not beautiful anymore. I can see people being excited at those displays in the 80s, like, oh, it's Madonna. but now it's not interesting. So it's kind of pathetic that she's down to this at her very old age, but she can do whatever she wants. But this shouldn't attract any attention. Mysterious Mansion says, Jeff, I grew up being a huge fan of Jules Verne, but everybody says that translating French to English ends up leaving the French void of poetry and depth. Is this something that you notice? Is this actually true, or is this just online hearsay? No, there is definitely a quality to French language that cannot translate, and it's precisely this. This kind of poetry. Yes, absolutely. I would say that's true. Now, I don't know about Jules Verne in particular, because I've never read him, although he's mentioned in one of my favorite movies, which is Back to the Future. You know, Doc Emmett Brown mentions Jules Verne, but I've never read Jules Verne, and I don't think I ever will. It's just, if you're at a time at which submarines were science fiction, I don't know if I can be super excited about it. He predicted submarines. Okay. So here's the Madonna pictures. Yeah, it's not beautiful. You can put a bottle of Sriracha, it doesn't make it hot. Okay, take your time licking that. It's so pathetic to think she had to hire some guy holding the cell phone. And her face is like, looks like the Klingons from Star Trek or whatever. She has a Klingon-like structure to her face. British actress Emily Chesterton has died suddenly from the elephant in the room. Unexpected natural causes. Another person lost to the sudden deaths that are striking across the planet. Go away says, stop playing the video, Jeff. I'm quickly developing a GILF fetish. I wouldn't want you to suffer through, so I will move on. This seems... Jan Malschung has been publishing this video. There was an accident in the US between two planes. They were part of a demonstration in Dallas, I believe, around old planes, you know, classic planes showing that they can still fly. Absolute collision and explosion once they reach the ground. It's probable that no one survived. It is still unknown at this moment how many people were in the planes. Don't fly planes. And Jan Miles Chung was saying he thought that this was entirely intentional. But people commented on Twitter to him saying, no, actually, when you have a plane and you turn like this, the wing is totally hiding your field of view, so you can totally crash into another plane and you don't see it. So it seems to be what has happened. I don't think it was intentional. I think they were just trying to make demonstrations and they were not careful. Dead Star says, clearly the smaller plane pilot lost his damn mind. Well, you know, if he doesn't know... people were explaining that there's a massive blind spot on planes, and especially if you are turning, you will have a massive blind spot where you are headed to a certain extent. LA turns to a mansion tax to try and solve its homelessness problem. Believe it or not, California thinks it has a solution to the homelessness problem that can be solved with additional taxation. They will be taxing those big mansions by people who are judged to be too rich for the leftists. They will take this tax and they will try to solve the homeless problem. Holy shit, this will not work. The more you throw money at the homeless problem, the more you'll get homeless people. That I can guarantee. FBI should have 14 days, not 66 years, to produce the Setrich information. I hope that they get what they want from the judge, because currently the FBI is demanding 66 years. What is this satanism? Like, are you trying to just make me believe that you're a Satanist by asking for 66 years? Anyways, you shouldn't have 66 years to reveal important information about this man. This man has been killed. He has been killed in extremely weird circumstances, where it is suspected that the Democrat Party may have gotten to him. And, oh yeah, gaslighting is the term I was looking for, DK Shadow. I think they're trying to gaslight us. But no, you shouldn't have 66 years to release the content of the laptop of Setrich. Setrich has been treated as a done case by Wikipedia. They say, no, there's no evidence that he was a WikiLeaks guy collaborating. There's no evidence that the Democrat Party... Well, you know, before you say there's no evidence, please check for evidence. And here we have evidence. We have the laptop. We'd like to have a look at the laptop. Send the laptop to Papa JF. Aquanote says, JF, Cornelius Drebbel made a functioning submarine 200 years before Jules Verne wrote his book. I didn't know. Didn't know at all. But I know that people in ancient times had various techniques to go very deep, because they needed to go deep to gather some shellfish or whatever. And so they had techniques where they were going down with some kind of bubble of air above their head, and they had a big weight, and the weight was bringing them down. They gathered their little shellfish, and then they left the weight down at the bottom of the ocean, and not the ocean, but the sea, and they were going back up with their bubble of air or their rope. And sometimes they were brought back up because they fell unconscious. They were brought back up through the rope by their boat team. Very interesting. Woman calls 911 to report pink meat at a North Carolina barbecue restaurant. We have so much education to do, people. By the way, this will be the last news item for tonight. I thank you all for diving us, because I was reading the regular chat and Stretch Channel was calling it a diving bell. Okay, that is the term, a diving bell. So this woman called 911 because she saw that on her plate of degustation of all the meats of this barbecue joint, that there was pink meat. That is normal, lady. The pink meat is due to the fact that the meat has been treated first with some kind of brine, and then they have added some potassium to the brine to keep the meat red even as it was getting smoked. But your meat is smoked, it should be safe. This is the kind of reason you go to a smoking place. It's to get this nice pink meat that is absolutely delicious. Aquanote says, Drebbel's submarine was made expressly for military purposes, even though English King didn't fund it. All right, interesting. So that will be it for tonight, boys. Much love, and don't forget about my announcement. If you are a computer programmer, you want a job, I have a friend who's leading a project who needs a lead developer, someone who has balls, someone who has ambition, someone who can go from scratch to realization, someone who has creativity and willingness to work. I'm sure that I'm putting you with my friend that I trust highly. I'm sure that I'm putting you in good hands, such that your project will come to realization and will benefit from excellent marketing. If you're a computer programmer, send me a DM on Discord, send me your CV. Send me a little letter presenting yourself, and I will pass it on to this great friend of mine. UFC fight tonight, says Spindly Opinion. I didn't know. I will check who it is. I've not been watching much UFC, but if it's interesting, I might. Bye-bye, and I'll see you all tomorrow. Thank you.